Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
A scientific breakthrough in using organoids to study the human brain. Organoids have gained a lot of attention in research recently. Organoids are essentially tiny 3D tissue cultures that are derived from stem cells. They're cultured into organ specific. So what does that mean? Stem cells are cells that divide indefinitely and have the ability to produce different types of cells. For example, organoids can be made to replicate liver cells, brain cells, skin cells, etc.
These organoid systems provide an exciting new model for studying human diseases using human cells. One of the exciting applications of organoids is that they can be grown to resemble different parts of the human brain, such as the cortex. However, up until recently, a major obstacle for developing these neural organoid tissues was that they were unable to mature properly in vitro, meaning outside of a living organism. But researchers out of Stanford University have just overcome this obstacle. These researchers have successfully transplanted these human neural organoids into the developing cortex of rats. More importantly, these transplanted human organoids were actually able to influence the rats' behavior. This finding opens up a whole new arena for studying human brain development, maturation, and disease.
The process of transplanting human organoids in animals is known as xenografting. In this case, xenografting the human neural organoid into the developing rat cortex provided this growing organoid the physiological support it needed to mature and become functional. This is not the first time this has been done. In fact, human intestinal organoids have been also implanted into rodents with great success. It is the first time, however, that brain organoids have been successfully transplanted.
For the neuroscience community, this study is a huge deal. The ability to produce mature human neurons that are able to integrate and influence the behavior of the host provides a new mechanism for studying neurological disorders that previously have been difficult to understand. This also provides a new mechanism for testing different drug therapies for human neurological diseases on mice before testing them in humans.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And I can see applications in a lot of neurological disorders, especially that affect humans as they age, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and these sorts of things. And possibly even people who've had, you know, injuries, either, you know, direct blows through the head, repeated concussions, let's say, or just, you know, terrible car accident where they hit their head, and or I can see spinal cord injuries as well. Mm-hmm. So certainly I can see why the neuroscience community sees this as a huge deal, and we'll continue to follow the story, obviously.
COVID-19 infections can lead to birth complications. So maternal health care in this country has long been a big concern. Over the past decade, however, it's come to be labeled a topic of highest concern by healthcare providers since the U.S. achieved the ignoble distinction of having the highest maternal mortality rate out of all developed countries.
That's crazy.
Wow.
The leading cause of maternal and fetal death is a pregnancy complication known as preeclampsia. Preeclampsia is not very well understood, but during the pandemic, the number of preeclampsia cases skyrocketed, and according to doctors, presented a public health threat. In general, the pandemic resulted in an increase in pregnancy complications, which is leading many experts to wonder if and how COVID-19 is causing these complications.
Now almost 3 years out since the start of the pandemic, Many doctors and researchers are looking at the effects that COVID-19 has had on reproductive health, particularly menstrual cycles, fertility, pregnancy, and fetal development. Several large studies have verified that there has been an increase in pregnancy complications during the pandemic, but none have been able to pinpoint the exact reason why. For many immunologists and OBGYNs, the increased rate of pregnancy complications during the pandemic was alarming, especially because COVID was considered to be a respiratory illness and no one expected the virus to impact reproductive organs.
However, this is not the first time a virus has caused pregnancy and developmental complications. The 1918 flu pandemic and the Zika epidemic were two other viruses that have heightened complications for both mother and child. So far, the key findings from COVID-19's effect on reproductive health is that it does not seem to affect fertility. However, with pregnancy, the risk of preeclampsia and other issues such as stillbirths does seem to increase if you contract COVID while pregnant. In fact, multiple studies have shown that pregnant women who were infected with COVID had about a 60% increased risk of preeclampsia compared with those who were not infected.
Although the mechanism is still unclear, researchers believe that COVID-19 is causing inflammation and strain on the circulatory systems of these pregnant mothers. COVID-19 is able to bind to receptors in the heart and on blood vessels known as ACE2 receptors. These receptors are responsible for regulating blood pressure and inflammation. As a result of COVID, doctors have found that in some patients, it ends up causing hundreds of tiny blood clots, which is a risk factor for developing preeclampsia.
Many women feel that there is not enough being done by government and health officials about awareness regarding these pregnancy complications as a result of COVID. The connection between COVID and preeclampsia is alarming, and the public, not just pregnant women, should be informed of this. That way, people might avoid using risky behavior, especially around pregnant individuals.
This is scary. The more we find out about COVID and its effects, the scarier it gets, you know? As a woman in childbearing age, even though, you know, my husband and I have made a decision not to have children, like this still, not to have any more children, excuse me, it's so scary. It's just so scary. Yeah. And then thinking that, you know, it's like, what is being done? Why is there not urgency around figuring this out? And helping us, you know, and helping women. And like, I love that, you know, we made sure to say it's not just a women's problem, because when people hear reproductive issues, a lot of people shut off. They're like, oh, that's a woman's issue. Yeah. That doesn't affect me. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But really, yes, you do. You know, we're 50% of the population. And come on, we're connected to everything. And then,
And every single one of us, 100% of the population, like, was, you know, once.
Exactly.
You know,
how could you not, how could it not affect you, even if it's quote unquote just a women's issue? You know what I mean? So it's just so infuriating, it's frustrating and scary that more isn't being done. And to let people know, especially the dangers of this.
Hopefully, you know, there'll be more research studies coming out that point us in the right direction about this, but we'll definitely be keeping you updated.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast. Follow us on social media and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, Health is a human right.